Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts who are still calling in. Amen. While I'm on the show, bless your hearts. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, to the blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. Thank you so much for tuning in. And actually, tonight is my favorite night, because what we're going to do is we're going to go through the exercise of our needs and wants. And I am telling you, it works. God comes through every single time. And if this is your first time listening, which I have many first-time listeners on the line, as I can see, if this is your first time listening, I guarantee you, try this experience with God, and I guarantee you, you will never be the same. God will come through for you. I'm telling you, try it. It works. I mean, it is like, oh, my goodness, it works. It works. Okay, so of course, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Then after we do that, we're going to go into our experience. We're going to pray and then go into our experience. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. All right, we're getting ready to pray. Amen. And this is a very special moment of prayer. We have to pray because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, we have to always be in prayer unto God, because we serve a big God. And I'm going to just minister not only to myself, but to others who are on the line for a second. And God says, do not let anyone or something distract you. He says, because nothing is bigger than the glory of God. Nothing is bigger than his blessings. So if there is something that is hindering you or distracting you, or somebody said something, somebody did something, God said, it doesn't matter. He says, because he's over everything. And he says, you have to pray for those type people, because there's something missing within their lives, because we are to focus on God. He says, of course, we acknowledge our storms. He says, but if we're really anchored in Jesus, we know how to make it through the storms and make it through in a positive, positive manner. So we want to make sure that before we even go to the throne of God, before we even pray to God, that anything, any footman thing or anything somebody said or what they did, any of those things are cast out, God says, into the sea, and he will take care of all of those things. But that is not your job, to carry anything up on your chest, amen? That is not your job, amen? And God says that there are certain things that you should entertain and certain things you just shouldn't. It's just a part of being a Christian. It's part of receiving God's favor and grace, amen? So I'm going to dim the lights without further ado. I'm going to dim the lights, amen? And we may hear I Love You, Lord, today twice, because I actually have that song up, and we're going to pray unto God because God is good. And I tell you what, if you really, really have a relationship with God, God will come through for you every single time. God has done something huge for me today that I would never imagine. God has done something huge for me this weekend. He's done huge things. This is not the first time God has done something for me. God always does something for me and my family. He always does something for people that I know, and people always have a testimony. So at this particular time, it's very imperative, because we're getting ready to get into the presence of God, that you do not bring anything anything that is not of God with you, you're gonna have to focus, and you're gonna have to focus on God. Your eyes have to be lifted up towards the hills. Your ears have to be listening only to the voice of God. Satan will come to you with many things, but God says that doesn't matter. It goes through one ear, out the other. Amen. Praise God. And you have to continue to walk in God's path. And so that's what we're going to do today. So we're going to pray unto God, because we serve a huge God. We serve a big God. Amen. And we understand the devil's mad. The devil's mad because God has been successful again. The devil's mad because he's blessing us. The devil's mad because God's going to bless us in a major way. So we understand. But it's just something you have to get over, and you can't entertain it. Amen. Amen. We understand the devil's mad, and we're going to make him even madder because we're getting ready to pray unto God. Amen. Amen. We put our hands on our chest. Amen. Dear Lord, we come to you with an humble heart, Heavenly Father. We thank you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we thank you for blessing us as we were able to make it another day, Heavenly Father. We come unto you, Lord, just super happy and exceedingly happy, not for the things that you're doing, but the things you're going to do, Lord, and for who you are, Heavenly Father. We acknowledge you. We lift up our hands and worship you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, some people have come, Lord, with a lot of baggage, a lot of things that they shouldn't even be worried about. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you rid all of those things, Lord, and help them to be able to see you better and hear you clearer, Lord, and to see the road ahead, because it's a great, great road, Lord. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who know you and those who don't. We thank you for those who have issues and those who are going through things, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to bless their hearts and their minds and their mouths and their souls, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the success that you've given in the talent show. We thank you for the success that's coming up. We thank you for the upcoming events, Lord, that you have ordained and authorized. We thank you for each person who's there, Lord, and the people who will come from afar, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask with this particular ministry today be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father. We understand that the devil is angry. He's mad because now we're back to the way in which we let you know all of our needs and wants. And God, you said that you are going to give us the desires of our hearts. So the devil is scared. He's trying to tear down the kingdom. But, Lord, we ask, would you shut the devil out and shut his mouth, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you continue to help us to be Christians and continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord, because we understand and recognize that it's because of you that we live, move, and have our being. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, the convalescent homes, those who are just out of the ark of safety. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to be peaceful and calm and continue to monitor our lips and the things we say, and continue to monitor our hearts, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing those who are in the hospital to recover. We thank you for the good reports, Lord. We thank you for just being omnipotent, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless this week as we approach the day in which you were born, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name, Lord, and we ask that you continue to help us edify and magnify who you are. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never from your presence, we ask, would you continue to be in our hearts, Lord, and speak to us and through us, and help us to continue to be anointed and appointed, Lord. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who speak against you, Lord, because they're only giving us power and they're making us stronger. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for raising the standard. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our Lord and Savior. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished from your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. All right, all right. That was I Love You, Lord. Today there is none like you. That was the instrumental, of course. And I tell you what, okay, I have a lot of new individuals on the line, and then I have a lot of our veterans. And I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Afrita Love Show. God is doing some great things within this ministry. He's doing some great things just with media and everything. God is just moving and doing some great things. And so what I want to tell you before we even get started, because I have to be obedient unto God, God says that you cannot, you're in your season. We're in our season, and we cannot let anything distract us, especially if it's meaningless. You cannot let anything distract you, and you have to keep your eyes focused upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to keep your hands open for his service, and you have to make sure that you have your ears open so that you can hear the voice of God. If you are listening to anyone else but God and his word, God says that we are out of the ark of safety. A lot of people think that out of the ark of safety means that you're out of the will of God, but God says that you have to be very mindful of who you let whisper in your ear. You have to be very mindful of who you listen to and who you entertain and what things you deposit in your bank, amen? Because everything that you deposit is not good, amen? It may bounce. And so God says that, you know, once we're in the word of God and once we give the word of God, it shall not come void back unto us. So you have to be very careful who you entertain, who you listen to. You have to be very careful of your circle. God says beware of those individuals you tell your dreams and goals. He says you have to be very aware. And so it's very important that you, in other words, protect your anointing. You protect your gift that God has given unto you. Not that anyone can take it, but God says protect it, because once you get the focus off of the gift and off of God, then you get out of the ark of safety. And so just make sure that you remain in the ark of safety, because we serve a true and living God. How many of you have ever experienced something in which you say God did that? Amen? Well, God is doing some great things in my life, and I can only speak for me. And I know that he's doing some great things in your life as well, because you are on this ministry every week participating in this particular experience. God is doing some things in my family's life. He's just doing some great things. And I want to thank God for doing those great things, and I want to keep doing what God has asked me to do. Amen? I want to keep doing what God has asked me to do. And so what I want you to do right now, and as I said before, you're going to have to clear your minds. What I mean by that is you have to just focus on God, being in the presence of God. If you was in the presence of God and you brought all of that luggage, God would say, depart from me, that work of iniquity, because you're bringing the devil's work with you to a holy place. Amen. God doesn't have time for mess. He doesn't have time for footman stuff. He doesn't have time for the devil. Amen. God only has time for the children of God, and he has time for kingdom business. And so when you come, or when we come before God, it's about kingdom business. Amen. And we have to be very sincere in what we say and what we do. And so I make sure that before I even come unto God, I make sure that I rid myself of anything that I'm thinking about that is not of God. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do is, of course, you know the routine. Excuse me just a second. You know the routine, and the routine is that we are going to get out a sheet of paper. It does not matter if you're a GT student. It does not matter if you have to write on a sheet of paper to understand it. It really doesn't matter, but I want you to get out a sheet of paper. Okay, and I want you to write your needs and your wants. And right now, God is showing me a triangle, which God says that is a hierarchy. And we're going to make a triangle, and in the middle of that triangle, what I want you to do is I want you to put reward. So, and God is going to explain what this means. So I want you to put needs on the left side, then on the right side I want you to put wants, and then at the bottom I want you to draw a triangle and put reward, okay? And God will tell us what that means in due season. All right, so we're going to go about as usual. You're going to write down all of your needs. And remember, when you write down all of your needs, this is not something that is selfish. This is something that is very much so needed. It could be you. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. Whomever it is, write down all the needs. Write down all the wants. It does not have to be a certain number. It's limitless. So be sure to write down all the needs, all the wants, And then for some reason, as God is showing me, I want you, before you get started, to draw an arrow from the needs all the way down to the rewards. Just draw an arrow. Wants all the way down to the rewards. Okay? And God is going to explain that to us. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to write down your needs and your wants. Remember that your needs is something that you need. Okay? Something that you need. And your wants is something that you desire. Something that you desire. Okay? So I want you to really think about this. I want you to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't concentrate on anything else. Whatever you was focused on before you came to the ministry, do not focus on it. The only thing we need to focus on is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? This is Because of Who You Are by Miss Angela Christie. So we are writing, for those of you who are just tuning in, we're writing our needs and our wants. Thank you so much for listening to the AfterYourLoveShow.com.
Thank you.
if you're still writing, continue to write. What I want you to do, the revelation is showing here, look at your needs and look at your wants. All right? And so everything that you put under your needs is something that you must have, something that you have to have. Everything that you put under your wants is your desire. Now, how this particular experiment ended up on my page is that my needs kind of ran into my reward that God says draw. You know, God said draw a triangle at the bottom with the reward. And so my needs kind of overlapped the reward. And what God said with that is that everything, and this is the honest God truth, everything that you put under your needs, God says he is going to supply it. He says your reward is already on its way. It's already given. Now then, I want you to look at these needs very closely. Now notice that I only said the needs category. Okay, notice that I only set the needs category, and I noticed that, I don't know about on your paper, but on my paper, I noticed that when I put reward at the bottom, I noticed that I put it on the left side, which is close to my needs rather than my wants. God says that circle your needs, put it in a circle, and that triangle should be circled as well, all right? All right, so this is what God is showing. He says the circle is God. He says the triangle represents an upward movement for you. He says an upward motion. He says if you were down, he says you're going to move up, right? So whatever it is that you have on your needs list, God says he is going to supply. So you might as well say thank you, Jesus, right now. This goes for the new people. This goes for the veterans. Everything that you put on this piece of paper as a need, God says that it will be supplied by him. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. I'm looking at this list right now. God says go down this list and begin to thank God because he is going to give you these needs. He is going to give you these needs. Now, let me tell you this as God is speaking. And remember, we're just focused on the needs. God is going to give you these needs. God is going to give you these needs. God is going to give me these needs. I believe God is going to give me these needs. God has given me these needs. The needs are on the way. God has given me these needs. Now, here we go. With this particular experience, all right, God says there are things that we're going to have to write down. He says because any time that God gives something or any time that something is given to you of this caliber or something is given to you, something huge is given to you, God says that there is a process that you must go through. And God says in the spiritual realm, there is a process. God says, number one, God says he requires that we love him, that we love him. And he says if we love him, this is still number one, he says we will keep his commandments. If we love him, we will keep his commandments. Okay? That's number one. God says number two, he says bless someone else. He says, bless someone else. And number three, God says, continue to work. Continue to work. What's going to happen here, as God is showing, is that many people are going to receive a blessing. God correlates this to income tax, how people receive. They receive monies. They receive a lot of things during that season. And people forget who the source is. People just spend without thinking, and people stop working as hard because they have what they want. And God says you're going to have some relief. These needs that you have, these financial breakthroughs, this spiritual growth that you're talking about, this friend circle that you're talking about, peace of mind that you're talking about, this just whatever it is, this new foundation on your home that you're talking about, these needs that you're talking about, God says that he's going to grant them to you because that's favor and grace. It's nothing that we have done that's so special for us to even deserve this. Amen. God put this reward here for a reason. He says it's already done. And my triangle is facing forward. And so God says that our lives is moving forward. We're making progress. And that's good. But God says we must continue to love him and keep his commandments. Just because God is going to give you everything on this sheet that you need, And that's going to free up a lot of your time. It's going to free up a lot of your finances. It's going to free up a lot of things and give you a lot of options and opportunities. God says continue to love him and keep his commandments. Do not forget the source. Do not forget God in all that you do. That's number one. Number two, God says that you're going to have an abundance, as the Lord calls it, an abundance of things, whatever that is. You're going to have an abundance of it. God says bless someone else with your abundance. Do not just hoard it and keep it for yourself. It's very tempting to keep it for yourself because you see so many things that you want. There's so many things you want that you can actually get. And God says bless someone else with some of that. And then God says be sure to bless the kingdom of God. Amen. Continue to work. When we speak about continue to work, God says that individuals who are established upon a hill toil in the field and work while it's day, because when night cometh, no man or woman worketh. God says continue to work. And the reason why you continue to work is so that you can continue to do the will of God, and God meaning the spiritual realm. Continue to work in the spiritual realm. Continue to work for God. You must continue to work for God. You must continue to do what thus says the Lord. You can't get lax because all of your needs are now met. Because God says that in another season you're going to have some more needs, right? And so if we stay or continue with God, God says that he will continue to supply us of our needs according to his riches in glory. So God says that all of these things, and you didn't know this and I didn't know this, that we have put down, God says it's already done. It's already in the process. God says that the process would not be an overnight ordeal. He says the process is a process. And in God's timing, God says that he will give you the needs, something that you need. And so all of these things that you have put down here, God's got it, okay? Everything that you've put down here. So you can pretty much start today and start all of these needs that you've put on here and believe that God is going to reward them because he is. I'm telling you, this works. God is good. God has come through for me many times. God has did it again today. That's between God and I. God has just blessed my life in a huge way. That's why I don't have time to worry about little small things, because God is doing some huge things in my life. And so I have to make sure that I'm continuing to focus on the word of God, and I'm continuing to work as God has told me to work. And so God says that all of these things, your needs, he says they will be granted. Amen? That makes me feel good. This should make you feel good as well. But God says love him, keep his commandments, bless someone else, give God, give the kingdom of God some of your blessings, and continue to work while it's day. Amen. Now let's go to our wants. Let's go to our wants. There's an arrow pointing down, and God says that our wants, because the effect of us finding God's favor and having God's favor is going to increase our wants. And God says with our wants, God wants us to be disciplined with our wants. He says you're going to have to understand how to balance your wants in order to continue to please God. Because what's going to happen is your needs, our needs are going to be met. So that's going to increase our wants list, which totally makes sense. But God says there has to be a balance. He says, and when we talk about wants, he's talking about the desire. But he says, don't overindulge in desire. He says, overindulge in the love of God. And so your wants should start to be shaped into the form of what God would have you to be. Lord, I want to be a better Christian. Lord, I want to be better at what I do. Lord, I want to love better. Lord, I want to listen better. You know, it's going to turn from, when we grow into the spiritual realm, it turns more from, Lord, I want this or that, to Lord, I want to do your will. Lord, I want to listen to you more so I can be better. Lord, I want to walk into the pathway, the righteous pathway. Lord, I want to have a new circle of friends, those type of things, God says, rather than more monetary, tangible things, because you're going to already have that, right? But God says your wants should increase and they should be centered around His will, God's will, not the people's will, not the lavish, extravagant will, He says, but the will of God. And so when you look at your wants, as thus says the Lord, these are the desires of your heart. God says He is going to give us the desires of our heart. God says, but He is going to be very frugal in giving us the desires of our hearts, because some people don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to handle different things that come their way. They don't know how to handle blessings. People get big-headed. People lose sight of people. People walk over people to get to the other side. People, you know, God says that what is for you is for you, but God says He is not going to just hand out blessings. God says that He is going to be very cautious about how He gives us our wants, because God is already supplying all of our needs, and we must be disciplined enough and responsible enough to handle what God is going to give us concerning our wants. And so this is very important, and God reiterates again to love Him and keep His commandments, bless someone else, give the kingdom of God some of your blessing, and continue to work. God says continue to work while it is day, because when night cometh, no one is able to work. And God says when you continue to work and continue to labor for Him, God says your kingdom becomes larger and larger. Your needs become smaller and smaller. And God can then begin to desires of our hearts. Right? So, in looking at our needs and our wants, understand, on tonight, we're blessed. I know Christmas is coming up and it's really Christ. It's Christ because of Christ. And God is blessing us in a mighty, mighty way. And it's very important. And I'm going to tell you this, that you continue, that we continue to focus on God. It's very important that we're mindful of our circles. It's very important who we have in our circles, who we have in anything that we have. It's very important that you know your people. It's very important that you understand the ear of God. God will show you, and I'm going to be, I'm being obedient unto God, because we're getting ready to receive a huge breakthrough from God. God is getting ready to meet all of our needs and give us all of our wants. But it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear this as God is cautioning us. Be very important who you include in your circle. Be very careful who you listen to. Who you listen to. Be very careful who you listen to. Be very careful what you entertain. Every opinion should not be entertained. As long as God is pleased with what you're doing, with your ministry, whatever you do, that's the only person you really have to please, because God is going to supply all of your needs. He's going to supply everything you need. Understand that the devil is mad. The devil is going to continue to be mad for the next 365 days. Trust me, because God is getting ready to do some great stuff. You're going to hear a lot of things, but God says you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving forward. The devil is upset. He is scared. And he's scared because God is listening to us. God is, his ears are here, and they're listening. God is listening. God is answering prayers. God is giving breakthroughs. He's giving financial breakthroughs. God is blessing people. You know, God is elevating individuals. God is raising up depressed people. God is tearing down old buildings and building new ones. God is restoring people's souls. And so people, the devil is getting scared. And all of his workers, he have dispensed them out. And they're doing anything they can in order to destroy the kingdom of God. But God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. And so we're going to let the devil do what the devil does, but we're going to do what God say do. Amen. And we're not going to worry about, and we're not going to entertain anything that is not of God. Any negativity, anything, we're not going to entertain it, because it's not of God, and God didn't say it. And so the devil, I'm telling you now, the devil is mad. The devil is angry. He's hot because God has once again been successful, God's people, and because of what God is. The devil knows what God is getting ready to do. The devil is mad, he's scared, and he's fleeing. And so we just have to keep living, and we have to keep doing what thus says the Lord. Amen? So I want you to know, count it all done. It's a wrap. All of your needs, wants reward. Amen? All of your wants, God says that that is going to be a slower process, because God is not just going to hand out all of our wants, because some of us don't know how to handle that. He has to do it slowly, and it has to be in a particular season. Amen? Love God. Keep his commandments. Bless someone else. Give some to the kingdom of God. Continue to work. Make sure that your ears are listening to the right things. Make sure that your eyes are focused on God. Be careful who you entertain. Be careful who you bring in your circle. Everybody who comes in your circle is not of God. Everybody who comes in your circle and goes to church, it's not legit. Amen? The devil even went to church, the devil could see. So you got to be very careful who you allow to come into your life and spend your time with, who you listen to. God says you have to be stronger and you have to be bigger in that. You know the voice of God. You know what God told you. You know that God is happy with whatever you're doing, and that's all that matters. Amen? Amen. And so God is good. The God that I serve is good. I am just so speechless about what God is doing in the ministry, what he's doing in my life, my family's life. I was just speechless today. I couldn't say anything. I was just totally speechless. And we all know, as I said before, just heads up, the devil is mad. But he'll get glad one day. Amen? But we're going to continue to trust and believe in God. And God has taught us some great lessons. God says, you know, every lesson, every person that we meet, they teach us a lesson. And you learn from that lesson. You live and you learn. And so you just have to be very careful who you entertain. All right? And so count it all done with your needs and understand it's going to be a slow process with your wants, because God is taking care of all of your needs, and he has to make sure that we're ready to receive our big wants, all right? Thank you so much for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I have a couple of announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove, or the AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on Love Radio. Be sure to do that. It's very important. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message. Please, and I cannot stress it enough, Facebook, AfridaLove, AlFredaLove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, on AfridaLove, AlFredaLove. Please connect with me. I am meeting some amazing, amazing people. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I pray about each connection, amen? And each connection that I have serves a purpose. They either teach me a lesson or they make a point, amen? And so I've learned a lot from you guys. So I want to continue to connect with you. And I thank you so much for connecting with me, listening to the ministry, and also listening to the radio station. I appreciate that. In addition to that, be sure to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. That means that you're unified. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. You have to pray for everybody, because, as I said before, the enemy uses anybody he can, right, to try to tear down the kingdom of God, but unfortunately he can't. And so you have to pray for everybody's soul. It's very important, including your own. And you have to be careful who you entertain. Amen? Amen. Speaking of entertainment, let's go to alfreda.hoodpages.com. Be sure to read this particular article. I have different articles about celebrities, different articles about presentations. I have many, many, many different articles as my computer is moving slow. I have many different articles that you will enjoy. In the spotlight, I have an article entitled About Last Night, Mr. Steve Harvey and Miss Universe Pageant. I want Mr. Steve Harvey to know that we love him and we support him. And guess what? Everybody makes mistakes. Amen? Amen. So be sure to read that article. It's very uplifting. That is my job. I uplift, amen, and empower, because God uplifts me and he empowers me. In spite of everything. Of course, there's Miss Vivica Fox with television and TV shows. We have Mr. LeBron James, and we have Celebrating Bobby Christina's Life, and we have Effective Presentations and Teaching. So we're back in stride again, so be sure to check that out. Also, go to alfredaloveshow.com. I tell everybody that. alfredaloveshow.com. That is where it's happening at. If you click on the home page, click on the home page, and this is for all the newbies. You click on the home page, you will see the number one gospel show in my house. Amen. Number one gospel show is the alfredaloveshow.com. Number one gospel station. On the internet, I have many different connects with people, and many people are still coming on the ministry, and that's what we're going to do. We're all about events. If you have an event, let us know about it, and I would love to have you. So number one gospel show, if you click on Love Radio, you will be right there on the studio. You can listen to all the shows. I've had individuals such as Judge Maybelline. I've had football players. I've had actors, actresses. I've had gospel artists. So please be sure to check that out. If you need a speaker, whoop, there it is. All you have to do is click school tutorial site. As you all know, I love to tutor. I love students. So you can click on that site, whatever you need. Amen. God has it. Amen. Love's Interview, the Hispanic Chamber. I had the opportunity to interview with them. I am the last interview, but also support the other interviewees who were before me. Of course, okay? Now, we had a big talent show on December the 18th at 6 p.m., and we had it at the Bellmead Civic Center. And I tell you what, it was a huge, huge success. Amen. God was all in that, and God blessed us once again. We want to thank each and every person who came out to the big talent show on December the 18th. We noticed that we did have a couple of our attendees who went to the football game, but God still blessed this particular show. I want to personally thank Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, who was all the way from Mississippi. Amen. Praise God. She came to support our big talent show. We thank her so much. She is a gospel artist. I just love her music, and I love her just positive demeanor. She's a very sweet person, amen, and she came. She took out time of her schedule to come to Big Bellmead, Texas, for the Big Talent Show, so we thank her. Thank all of my judges, amen, praise God. I thank all of the participants. Thank all of the community, and I want to thank Casa Ole. I want to thank Domino's Pizza. And I want to thank, of course, my favorite restaurant, Golden Corral. All of those individuals gave and they sold into the ministry, and I want to thank them personally. And I ask that you continue to support the restaurants, because those are some great restaurants, and they really helped the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I appreciate that. I want to thank my culinary staff, all of those ladies. They were very positive, and they served very well. I appreciate that. Amen. I want to really thank also Trinity Baptist. Amen. I asked them, I said, hey, can you guys help with these two CDs? And they stepped right in. They were very positive. The pastor was very positive. She said, if you have any event, she said, please let us know. So I thank God for that, and God's going to continue to bless that pastor and that church just for their heart. Amen. Have a very good heart. I want to thank each and every participant once again for coming. I want to thank my parents who are always supportive. I want to thank just everybody who came out. I want to thank the Bellmead Police Department. I want to thank the city of Bellmead, the Civic Center, amen. I want to thank my sister and her sons, my nephews. I want to just thank each and every person who came out to support the show. We have positive and raving reviews, amen. And it was a great show. Everybody was able to be themselves, whoever that is, praise God. And so it was just a great show, and we're going to have more events to come, amen, and we're going to do some things in entertainment and work with some entertainers and some gospel artists. And so we're just going to do some great things, and God has really blessed us. So I really want to thank each person who stepped inside that Civic Center door. It doesn't matter who it was. We want to thank each person. I want to thank the young lady who was on staff, who was running back and forth trying to make sure the sound was okay. I just want to thank everybody, because it was a great success as usual, and God is well pleased. Amen. God had already given the seal of approval, but he's well pleased with it, and I'm going to continue to talk about it for the next couple of days. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Matter of fact, I'm going to write an article about it. Praise God. So the Big Talent Show was a huge success. Amen. And I look to have other talents come. When I have another talent show, I had many people who inboxed me who said that they would be at the next talent show. Amen. Amen. So thank God for the talent show. Praise God. Now, on this website, about the venue. Okay. When we talk about the venue, this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission of the radio station is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics, of course. And as you all know, we attend many events. We take tours. We interview. We do all of that good stuff. And so I'm looking forward to more events to come. And actually, the event that we have coming up would actually be the Stellars. That's our big event. So we're looking forward to the Stellars. We're going to change our website to the Stellars Awards. I'm going to add Sister Bradford to this particular website. I want you guys to check out her music, EddieRuthBradfordMusic.com. She has some great CDs out. She's a great person. Just be sure to check out her website that she has and support her music as well. So that's what we're about here. Upcoming events, of course, I need to update that because the talent show is over, amen, and we thank God for a success. Location and contact, once again, we're on the internet, man. We're everywhere. We're mobile, amen. We don't sit around. We're mobile. And so send a comment or a review, your name, your email, subject, and message. I will get it. The contact information, there's the email right there, Whoop 30th. Gospel artists in the industry, I'm going to ask more gospel artists because I have some more pictures. Praise God. Be sure to support each and every one of these gospel artists. Their music is just excellent, so be sure to support each and every one of them. And support the ministry by listening. We really appreciate that. Thank you for listening. All of you who are listening, I want to thank my co-host for inviting other individuals in the entertainment field as well as the radio field. Amen. We thank you so much for that. Some links, as in links to get to me, amen? All right, when we look at links, there's LinkedIn, and I believe I put the correct one here. When I open it up with this LinkedIn, let's see what it says here. All right, yep, this is the correct one. So if you want to connect with me, just go to LinkedIn and go to Alfreda Love, and you will be right with me. You can connect with me. I see that I have some messages, some people really pleased with the talent show, some people wanting to know who some people were in the talent show. I will get back with you momentarily, okay? And there are some individuals, if you're a model, I'm going to have to get with you because one of my friends just sent me a notification saying that she needed models, and so we're looking for models as well. Let's see here. All right, and so I will be sure to get back with each and every one of you as soon as possible. In addition to that, while I wait on my computer, another link is the Spiritual Guide on the Go. Be sure to pick up your copy of the Spiritual Guide on the Go. I wrote this book because I know that on this life's journey, a lot of people are always in a rush. And so this particular book has like 99 to 100 pages, and you can be sure to read it and enjoy what you see in this particular book. It talks about Christ, and it gives examples of people in the Bible who are Christ-like. And it's just a great little spiritual guide on the go to read. Here's some articles we've written. And, of course, Whoop 30 is, there's another link for the radio station, number radio station in Bellmead, Texas, in my house. Praise God. Health and Human Performance. It's time to change this particular article. We're getting ready to change it. Health and Human Performance, walking, running, and dancing. Foods that we should eat, baked foods, vegetables and fruits daily, mineral waters, what is the expected outcome, lower blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so we're going to be sure to do that. Speaking topics. Here are some speaking topics that we speak on. Okay, here are some speaking topics. Let's see here. School matters, school classrooms, bulletproof in schools, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, your church is within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Amen. Then there are consultants, Love's Arthur Corner. I'm adding some more books. And so the next time we see this particular page, we're going to add some more books. And, of course, again, there is the Spiritual Guide to Go. Be sure to tap into that, okay? Spiritual Guide to Go. And, of course, I have to add Oprah again because she has another book out. Amen? She has another book out, so we'll be sure to add Miss Oprah Winfrey into that as well. I just want to say that I thank God, my family, and all of my friends for being so supportive of the ministry. I thank each and every one of you for your kind words and for your dedication, not only to God, but to listening to this particular ministry. We're going to take this ministry a little higher, I suspect, and I'm praying to God, and this is one of my wants. I am praying to God that this ministry will be on many platforms through speaking, through events, through different things, and it will. God has already promised that, but there are some things that we have to do, amen, to prepare ourselves for that. And so God is good, and he's awesome. And I tell you what, if there's anything that you need, ask God. God will give it to you. I promise he will give it to you. I am a living witness that God will give you your wants and needs and the desires of your heart. I want to, before I log off and before I wish you a good night, I want you to understand something. This is the season. This is your season to be blessed. Okay, and I've stressed this a lot within this ministry. Your job is not to hold people accountable because people have issues. They're going through different things in their lives, personal lives. And so because they go through things in their personal lives, they're negative. We have negative people. It's just the way of life. Your job is not to entertain that. Your job is to entertain God, and your job is to keep moving forward and keep pressing forward and keep doing the will of God that he has have you to do. Careful who you allow in your circle. That's the second thing. You have to pray about who is in your circle. You don't want the wrong people in your circle for your victory because they can tear it down. You want the right people in your circle. Be careful who you listen to. Be observant of who bring you things, who continue to tell you things. Be very observant, you know. Be very observant because you don't want to be listening to the devil and miss out on what God has to say. Amen? I need somebody to write that down. You don't want to be listening to the devil and miss out on what God has to say because he has to say a lot. God says that's how we miss it, because we listen to what the devil is saying instead of what God is saying, and you miss out on your whole blessing. So you have to understand that people have issues and that people go through personal things, and you cannot hold them accountable for their negativity. But God is going to hold you accountable on how you react and how you listen to the devil, because he expects more in us. He expects more in his children, especially if you know God, especially if you're on the ministry, especially if you're in front of millions of people, especially if you're anointed by God. God expects a little bit more of you. And so you're going to have to discern who to listen to and who not to. And that's what thus says the Lord. You have to discern, and you have to keep focused on God. You can no longer live like the world and say that you're God's. So when you hear things or when things are brought to you, God says you are to act accordingly, and you are to pray, and you are to keep moving and doing the work of God. Amen? Amen. Once again, I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank the community of Belle Meade. I want to thank my great friend, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. I want to thank just everybody. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. I want to thank all of my co-hosts. Bless their hearts. They're on the line, and they're working. They don't want any type of recognition. They don't want their names called. I don't have any problems out of them. They're just good people, and, I mean, they're just excellent people. And so I just want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank my family and my friends for your continued support. And, of course, I want to thank my hosts. My hosts were excellent. You know, it's always good to just be able to be yourself. And so I want to thank my hosts who did an excellent, phenomenal job. I'm still getting raving reviews because of them, of how well they did as well. And so I really appreciate each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. we say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.